Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Sophie Turner is going to play Lara Croft in a new Tomb Raider, from Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Looks like they want to explore their retirement home with Kat's side of Lara Croft. Angelina Jolie was made for this role, and if I were to modernize it, I would get Sydney Sweeney in there. Her cans fit the part. Also, any project run by Phoebe Waller-Bridge is just a woke mess. She's the plank of wood that killed Indiana Jones. Moving on, in Denmark, if you're a woman and you reach the age of 25 and you aren't married, you get tied to a chair and pelted with cinnamon. Maybe we need to bring this tradition to the rest of the world. This might have also helped keep the fertility rate higher, because it was 1.7 before COVID. It's only fair because men are shamed for being single and called incels, while women are told that they're strong and independent. Number 3, this man has become a simp lord. He got a woman's face tattooed on him in exchange for a lifetime simpscription on her OnlyFans page. The estrogen is strong with this one. It's also romantic, and she's probably using this as a promotion for her page, but watch her delete his account the following week and get a restraining order. And at that point, all he's going to have to show for it is that he's been ho-branded. Up next, obese women are going to be pissed when RFK tells them that being big and beautiful is unhealthy. Maybe RFK can make fat shaming great again. If I were Trump, I would have brought in Ed O'Neill playing Al Bundy from Married with Children as the Minister of Fat Shaming. Better yet, maybe we can give people mocha caps. Make obesity gross again. Number 5, speaking of lonely fools, OF's owner pledges $11 million to Israel. He denies it, but according to internal documents, he actually did do it. That's chump change, though. There must have been more money given out that doesn't appear in the leak. Besides, this is a little bit too late now that Hezbollah and Israel have made their peace. Remember, Tinder, Grindr, Bumble, and Lonely Fools are all owned by the Tiny Hats, so I'm not surprised by this. Moving on, Nick Fuentes says that Elon Musk wanted to bring in non-whites into America. All that because Musk says that America needs to speed up legal migration. I agree with Elon. We want competent, high IQ immigrants regardless of their skin color. And I don't want white immigrants if their IQ is 85 or below. I would rather have Indians with an IQ of 100. Maybe IQ tests should be mandatory for immigrants to help ensure they don't become a burden on the states. Number 7, if you're a guy that loves fishing, then this might be you going into an airport with your emotional support trout. The TSA is definitely going to think that this looks fishy. I'd like to see when they try and do a body cavity search for that sea bass. There's probably contraband hiding in those gills. If you think that's bad, then imagine sitting next to this woman with an emotional support pony. Up next, this chicken king from South Africa was arrested for eating at KFC for free for a year, by saying that head office sent him to taste the chicken to see if they met up to standard. This guy sounds like the African version of Sam Bankman-Fried. He probably walked into each location and asked for only one tiny sample of each item on the menu. He probably walked out in a suit and tie and was well-spoken, so the people believed him. Free chicken is the best chicken. Number 9, here's the difference between humans having the same dinner 2 days in a row versus a dog doing it. The good boy is happy with the same meal every day and wolfs it down. No pun intended. I'm someone that's had the same dinner for 7 years, eating a salad and fish every day. You get used to it. Having variety in food is great, but eating different things each day makes it difficult to get the correct macronutrients in the right amounts. Moving on, here we have Kamala Harris trying to pay off the campaign debt. She'll love you long time. I always knew she had a backup plan. She always seems to land on her knees. One down, 399,000 more to go. Damn it. She's so horny. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a VP Harris Lonely Fools page coming soon. Finally, an honest payday for her. Number 11, what's something that's gradually disappeared over the last 20 years without people even noticing? I'd say feminine women. Others have said patriotism, work ethics, masculine men, clean food, affordable housing, and of course McDonald's Playlands. When I drove through Iowa and South Dakota in 2017, the front of my car was covered in bugs. I also haven't seen a red ladybug in over 30 years. Up next is Eve, and she was once a he. Incels wonder why a Chad would try and turn himself into a Stacy. Odds are he's gay, and this is a way to trick a straight man into having sex with them. Maybe the money was better starting a trans OF page instead of a Chad OF one. In Southeast Asia, men transition because it's a matriarchy, and the females get most of the power, attention, and respect. If you're a Chad and you do this to yourself, it's like winning the lottery and then donating the winnings to Somalia. Number 13 in 2011, this unemployed North Carolina man robbed a bank for just $1, so he could be sent to jail to receive free medical health care. He didn't actually write the rules. He's just playing by them. If he was ill and died in police custody, then his extended family would be basically able to sue the state. That's probably one of the only reasons that they provide free healthcare to inmates. I hope that free healthcare didn't come with Drop the Soap Tyrone raw-dogging him from behind. Moving on, without a single degree, artists in the past created images that inspire generations. Then the conceptual artists arrived with degrees. And what went wrong? Art became more about the idea and not the skill behind making it. I have a fine arts degree and I didn't even have to create any art to get it. These days, making art is all about creating a loophole for wealthy people to avoid taxes. Not to mention the 99.9% of good artists in the past were men, and today 2/3 of art students are females. Number 15, speaking of degrees in college, when fathers ask their daughters how their first year of college is going over Thanksgiving dinner, this is the unspoken answer. 10 years later, this same woman will be saying she wants a nice guy who treats her right, and will take care of her and Tyrone's 2 children. All the bacon strips remind me of epic mealtimes for some reason, and they're still going after all these years. Up next is the moment this woman realizes that inheriting $15 million means that it's a second full-time job with no training manual and no breaks. To succeed these days, you not only have to have a successful career, but you also have to come home after work and work as a money manager. Most women inheriting money are morons and hire a financial advisor to manage it and end up losing it slowly through inflation and fees. Plus, if women manage their inheritance properly, then how would Gucci and Louis Vuitton make their money? Number 17, what can Wakanda teach us about the future of American cities? Ah yes, Wakanda, an imaginary place full of black geniuses. The rest of the world has a lot of catching up to do. We need to learn how to play the drums when doors are opening. The fact that Africa's most successful country was invented by Marvel says a lot about how much we can learn. Next week, it'll be what Rivendell can teach us about the future of American cities. Moving on, what's going on with those fishnets? Why would a woman do something nasty like this? Maybe she has the world's worst butterface and she's trying to distract you from it. But ever since I went my own way, the fishnets don't catch me anymore. Maybe she's dressing like this to turn on her cats or something. Number 19 is Dr. Jessica Taylor saying that 0% of grapes that have ever been committed in history have been caused by women and girls. What? Women can't grape young dudes, it seems. Maybe she's not aware of all the teachers that have been graping their students. She's just saying this to gaslight us into thinking they were overreacting and crazy. She needs to change her name to Dr. Stupid. Up next, why do women have violent fantasies about being violent towards men? The heaviest they can lift is about 4 coffees on a tray. This isn't happening no matter what they tell you. Some dude probably told this woman, "Your body, my choice," is a joke. And she, as well as other women, took it seriously and lost their minds. Women only have superpowers in drawings and in Marvel films. The next panel for these two is of them getting married. Number 21, a study finds that some women go on a date for a free meal, and not because they actually want a relationship. Guys don't need a study to figure this out. It's theft, but the media and society will blame men and say that this wouldn't happen if you actually tried harder and did better. Plus, women always say that just because you bought me dinner doesn't mean you're entitled to more. And women wonder why men don't actually want to go on dates anymore. Go away, lady, and get your own damn sandwich. Moving on, a 1991 study shows that mothers are the root cause of transgenderism in children, especially the single mothers. Megan Fox, Angelina Jolie, and Cher come to mind. I dated a woman, and her mother tried to make her and her sisters masculine, raising them to look like and act like boys. And it gave them gender dysphoria issues that they luckily got over in the end. If the devil is real, then women like this are definitely serving him. Number 23 looks like Kerman has a new girlfriend, and she's thinner than the last one and doesn't abuse him psychologically or physically the way Miss Piggy did. If I was him, I would have gone with Spamela Hamberson. But it's all good because Miss Piggy didn't stay single for very long after she met this hot piece of ham. Ham Roan probably made his baby batter spew out her nose. Up next, taxpayers should fund $300,000 uterus transplants to help trans women get pregnant according to the American Medical Association. So it begins. Men will take over reproduction. If we force these trans women to have 5 or 10 children, eyeing you taxpayers, then it would actually pay off for the state. Why cure cancer when we can give guys their very own cooch? I can't wait to see some crazy husband and wife swapping each other's genitalia. Then the wives will be smashing their husbands with their own schwing-schwings. Number 25 in the last one, Ariana Grande, looks like she's dying after she lost a ton of weight. She got downsized to Ariana Tall. Either that or the film Wicked is so bad that it gave the entire cast stage 4 cancer. Maybe the spirit cooking ran dry, or perhaps it's just a good old-fashioned anorexia or bulimia. I think what's happening to her already happened to Amanda Bynes. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.